Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, and the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, will be with us momentarily. In fact, there he is. If you are watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, you can see him walking in right now. And still to come this morning, we'll get to our leads after Mike Vrabel, and then we'll get to Boomer Esiason, who will join us at 8 this morning. But Mike Vrabel on a Patriots Monday is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Clean, the name to know when your drains won't flow, and by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you. May I offer a toast? We haven't done that on our on our victory shot.
Yeah, Chase.
We got one. I got one ready to go.
I would like to sincerely thank you for bringing joy back to our region on Sundays. Thank you. Can I? Okay.
It's gorgeous.
All right. All right. There we go. Well,
tastes so good.
It really is good. Really is good.
It clears you right out, you know?
It does clear.
Your pipes need clean.
If your pipes need to be cleaned. I hope you had your blood pressure pills for the end of that one yesterday. The heart pills. Yeah. You saved them. Well, Steph Diggs, I think afterwards, said it was a win that felt like a loss.
I don't want to ever say that, but they're hungry for more. They want to continue to execute for 4 quarters, put it all together. Glimpses of 3 and out, good punt return, offense scoring, you know, doing those things. And then there's glimpses of, ugh, what's that? So I think they want to get back to the, you know, where we're all in tune with each other and playing together, feeding off each other, and that, not some of the mistakes that showed up yesterday.
Drake May's awareness after the game, when especially talking about the fumble, where he said, I maybe need to stop trying to break tackles against guys that I can't do so. Is that something that just will come with age, or is that something that he should know already?
No, I mean, I think that's, again, I've never carried the football in the middle of the field. I mean, other than a few interceptions that didn't go very far, returns. And I think that's just a feel. He's practiced ball security. He is athletic. But when, you know, when he's hitting the middle of the pocket and he's looking downfield, like, we have to do a better job of protecting him, especially in the middle of the pocket. We've talked about that since we've got here, how we want to build pass protection and how we want to do those things. So, yeah, I think there's one thing when he's out running in traffic, he's got to make a great decision, but it's also hard to you know, plant your back foot and be looking down the field. We'll have to get some of those things corrected.
Mike, you talk about, you know, how hard it is to win in the NFL. You look at a game like yesterday where you almost make it harder on yourself as a team when you come away with a win like that. What's the messaging out of that to your team and saying, okay, you know, it didn't go the way we want to go, but there has to be some positive because you're able to win in the NFL and you take away from a game like that.
It's going to be the same. There's going to be all the stuff that we did well that we want to continue to enhance, the stuff that we have to improve on, and then we'll just talk about the stuff that we have to eliminate. So we've tried to put it into those three buckets. Hopefully, we're filling the first bucket up with the most stuff, and then picking and choosing the places that we have to improve. And then hopefully there's not too many things that we have to eliminate, but each and every week that'll be different. And, you know, that's what we'll do after a win. That's what we'll do after a loss. And then we'll have to prepare here to go on the road.
What did you say to Drake on the sideline? The cameras caught you after the interception. What were you trying to say to Drake there?
No, I mean, just interactions with players. And that's, you know, again, this is a long game. It's a long season. We all put a lot of pressure on ourselves and, you know, we just have to make sure that we're focused on the next play. And that, you know, what I wanted to remind him.
You know, we're not in the meetings room with you guys, so
thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Because I can
it would
only,
be a longer meeting. Right. If we
I can
there
only at, imagine the Monday morning low lights. Right. I still got PTSD from those. But when you look at the six sacks that you give up, right, we're not in there. How many of those are like, all right, on Drake trying to make a play? How many of those the O line?
Well, you guys can watch. Yeah, I mean, they're
coverage sacks.
Second, you know, we lose a yard and we run out of bounds, or is it a 7-yard loss in the middle of the pocket? So I'm not going to go through and describe all those, and you guys can look up at the numbers. Or, you know, last week we were 2 of 6 in the red zone. We've also, you know, there's where numbers get funny. You get inside the 20-yard line and you kneel on the football, it goes as a, you know, you didn't score in the red zone.
Yeah.
So if you just want to be, you go down PFF and you look at the numbers, like, oh, well, 2 times this year we've gotten inside the red zone and kneeled on it. And those count as like a, you didn't score in the red zone.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. We haven't had that many sack yardage, but obviously the ones that are in the middle of the pocket, quarterback gets set and there's pressure. That's one thing. Quarterback extending and runs out of bounds for a loss of a yard. You know, again, I think every sack has a story. I'm just not going to go through each and every one of them.
Pop Douglas had a good game, and you emphasize family, that this team is like a family, and he obviously had an emotional day yesterday with the loss of his uncle. How was the team able to support him?
Well, obviously, was unaware of that. And so when I became aware of it, just reached out to Pop and just said, you know, how proud I was of him to be able to do that, to carry that that weight on his heart and on his mind, and said whatever we could do to support him and his family and whatever he needed, that we wanted to do that. And so we'll find out more today and how we can help him.
We have the privilege of talking to him every other week on Fridays. What a unique guy. Just such a
happy.
I mean, I don't know how he's surviving.
He's like a human size of a wake me up shot.
Yes, right. Exactly. I mean,
he is a great personality. He has a huge heart. He's a great teammate. He always has a smile on his face. I love coaching him. I love being around him.
Injury update, whatever you can tell us when it comes to Booty.
Not much.
Okay.
Hamstring. Booty has a hamstring.
Christian Gonzalez
was returned to the game.
Okay. It looked like he did a pretty good job on Drake London yesterday from watching it.
I mean, we'll have to go watch the tape. I mean, I think there were some, you know, good plays. And you know, Christian told me that they shouldn't have been down there, and so he felt like he should have made the play on the the deep ball or the penalty or whatever. So, you know, I want to just continue to, you know, see where we're at. I think that there were some very competitive plays. You know, we just got to get better stops in the red zone, and we'll keep working on that.
The national conversation is that the team's 7-2, but the schedule's been a joke. And how do you balance, obviously, a young team, 6 straight wins, you're at the top of the division, playing great. How do you balance sort of keeping them in check, but also letting them know that anything...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
As possible the rest of this way.
Be the same every day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You want me to comment on the schedule or you want me to comment on my message to the team? What are you trying to do? You're working a lot into there. I mean, is that the national perspective or is that your...
Is this
I can only coach one team at a time. I don't make the schedule.
Yeah.
Every team beats every... You know what I mean? Like, that's just... that's mind-boggling to me in the National Football League. That there be strength of schedule. You got a salary cap. Everybody spends the same amount of money. So you guys know in this league that that doesn't really mean anything. I love your little smirk over there. You know, like you come up with this question and you want to ask me about the strength of schedule and my message. My message has been the same every week, is that we have to put everything that we have into each week, that everybody has to prepare as a starter. I love our practices and the way that we compete, and then you go and play the game. And you know, I to see the talent that Atlanta had, you know, I mean, they got, that's a talented football team. How many first round picks? I don't know, 10 or 12 on their roster. You know, good skill players. So I'm never gonna apologize for our guys winning. Now we have to play better. We have to We took that nap at the end of the first half. That nap I was talking about on Friday. We took that nap. And it was like, oh God, it was 21-7. And like, okay, let's just get it into half. Oh, we're not getting it into half. No, yeah. We gotta do a little bit more work. So I think those are the things that you show them how quickly it can change and turn, just to put yourself in a game that was comfortable and that, you know, you could do whatever. But then now it goes to a one score game. And just like that, and we got to get into halftime and regroup.
To be fair, that smirk is on Curtis's face all day long.
I don't care.
It's really, it's all
every
it's all,
Monday. You guys start my Mondays off.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We are glad. Can we play like
I know what else I'm starting off is. I'm starting off this little Movember mustache.
Ooh. Oh, are you getting that going?
One day in.
All right, I like
one
it.
One day in,
looks
yeah.
pretty good.
Partner with Gillette. We're going to
there you go.
We're gonna do the Movember thing here for men's health and prostate cancer. Obviously, hits home here with... Yeah. With Big T and our, you know, just making sure our coaches and everybody's healthy is something that we're focused on. So I'm going to, each week we're going to have, maybe we'll have a progress report every
we
week.
We should.
I look
love
like
it.
Tom Selleck
before
here.
Before and
after. Did you get to chat with Cardi B at all yesterday?
I mean, we went out last night.
You went out with Cardi B?
I did not see Cardi B after the game.
You did not see her after the game?
I did not.
You saw Keegan Bradley before the game.
Yep. I walked out and he was standing there. So
yeah.
Great player, great golfer, great New Englander.
Yeah.
Huge, always supported me and the team. And
yeah.
So excited to see him. Hadn't seen him in a while.
Mike, I think a lot of, you know, fans are interested, you know, with the trade deadline coming up. How much of the conversations do you have with Elliott and Stretch and the other guys that are in the front office of like, okay, bringing in potentially guys, but making sure we don't disrupt what we got going on? And what's that balance like?
You know, somebody asked this last week. We have to look at everybody and understand how they can help us. And I mean, I don't think that they're, you know, I mean, again, we would have to do our homework on somebody. I don't think that there's a lot of guys that are issues out there. We're always, we never want to disrupt the locker room, but we also want to bring in good players that we think could fit and guys that would eventually, maybe they haven't been around our program or we don't necessarily know them, but we would still welcome them. I don't know who that is. It would be on a case by case basis. So I think we would have to look at everybody that could potentially help us or make us better. I don't think that that's a huge concern. If there was a red flag or somebody was like, this isn't going to work, then we wouldn't explore it.
But do you feel like with some of the veterans you brought in, that that's really not a concern? Like that the
It's hypothetical because I don't know what the names are. I don't know who that could potentially be. I don't think it would be a concern to your point. I don't think that it would be detrimental. I don't think that it would be anything where, you know, but these things are all case by case basis. And that's where we'll be up until tomorrow, I guess, at 4 o'clock.
I know you always say, you know, you're open at all times to improving the football team, but do you look at it going into tomorrow and have an area of need that you're really focused on?
No. I mean, I think, you know, we'll continue to see who is who wants to move people and let those guys handle that. They usually come to me when something happens and or something is potential, and then we talk about it. But I'm not going to sit there and chase every angle here this morning as I try to get the coaches and everybody ready for Tampa Bay.
At 7-2, though, has it changed at all your approach to tomorrow?
I don't think it is. It's 9 games in here to what we've tried to build here. And I don't think that that's made anything more imminent. If something that we feel like is going to help us now and in the future, then that probably is something that we should look at. But I don't think that the 7-2 record is going to have to force us to do something or not do something. If it works for the long term and we can build this thing and, you know, we want to be here for a long time.
The Ramondre toe injury, is he continuing to be day-to-day? Are we expected to see him back for next week? Or
I'm not into predictions, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. I don't really do time frames, but all I can tell you is that he's working hard. He was here early Sunday morning before everybody else reported. Saw him getting treatment. Saw him doing conditioning. And so he is fighting to get back as fast as possible.
Mike, I know you talk about 7-2. You still guys got a long way to go, but there are a lot of guys in that locker room.
I didn't say anything about 7-2. You guys, no. I didn't say we're 7-2.
Yeah, you didn't
two.
Say anything about
it. Oh, well, maybe Curtis is my.
There you go. Right. Don't confuse me with Curtis.
I'm talking about the record. And that you have a long way to go, but there are guys in that locker room that haven't experienced winning, haven't been around it. And I know that, like, from the outside looking in, our expectations are like, this is a damn good football team. We have high expectations. How do you make sure that with some of these guys that haven't been maybe around winning and being 7-2, which is a very good record, to make sure that they don't get lost kind of in that moment and start looking ahead?
Well, I think that you focus on the message each day. You focus on what the keys, what we need to do to improve. You focus on the things that went well, all those things we talk about, and then it's moving forward to here's the challenge of Tampa Bay. We're going back on the road. We're going back down into a temperature where, you know, it could be 80 degrees. This is what we're going to need to do. So I think you always try to stimulate it that way and then focus on the things that they did well, the stuff that we got to improve, and then quickly move forward to, okay, this is how this is all going to fit in this week. This is who they've got. This is what our plan is. So I think you try to, it's a consistent exercise, but I think that the message changes, right? So, hey, we got to take care of the football. You know, let that slip. Defense, you know, third down or red zone. This is, you know, we're good in a run game, or we played these plays well, but this is has to get fixed. So the things, the little specifics may change each week, but the way that we present them to them stays the same. And then we get on to Wednesday, and it's full throttle to Tampa Bay.
Drake started off post game yesterday talking about the impact that his interactions with the service members had.
Yeah.
Same.
It was emotional. Yeah, they were there Saturday, and they just, the families for some of those fallen heroes, those families were just very appreciative of our players and the opportunity to be there. You know, ask them about their son or daughter, and they got emotional explaining the type of person that they were and the leader they were and the servant to the armed forces. And so I was happy just to sit there and listen to them and let them tell their son or daughter's story.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I was going to ask.
I mean, yeah, you've been kind of quiet this morning.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm trying my best. I get cut. You know, I have to deal with these three all day. But Morris, after the game, called out the guys for simulating a snap. Do you have any response to that?
I don't. I mean, I didn't see anything. Like, is that fake? I don't know.
It was a magic clap. It was. Yeah. It was a phantom clap. I clap all the time. Like,
I mean, the quarterbacks, when they want the ball, it's like. Right. I mean, I didn't see anybody doing that. And then we don't, like, do the clap. Like,
yeah.
College clap. I mean, college offense clap. Everybody's doing it.
I mean, there could be, like, an errant clap.
But I mean, right. I do came see from, like, that the when the quarterback, or like, the... when it's, like, the silent, and it'll be like.
Yeah, like right.
But I didn't see anybody, like, do that.
I mean, we'll have to. Yeah, I don't know.
Clap gate.
Stretch up there. Stretch sees everything. He might know.
It was Stretch. That was new. I didn't see that. I just know. And then maybe that's a testament to our fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It got loud and I could hear the energy. And so thank them for that. But that's a good point. I didn't see anything, and I'll let you guys go investigate.
Yeah.
On it.
So just to be clear, you didn't have a designated clapper hidden in the stadium somewhere, right, like in another press box or something like that? Okay. Nothing like that. No.
But that's actually Jason Garrett's nickname.
Something to think about.
It is, yeah, in the future.
Such a random thing for him to say after.
Yeah. Well, Coach, thank you.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thanks, bud.
You got plans tonight?
I'm going to go out and grab a little dinner.
With Cardi B.
It's a 60 Eve. I mean, we're getting there.
A 59.
60 Eve.
So it's depressing, though. Don't you? Do you feel that way getting older?
No.
No?
I mean, you should be depressed. Us, no.
We still got a long way to go before that six is close to it.
Yeah, all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.